In thy wild garb of other times, I find thee lingering still. Furs over each lazy summit climbs at nature's easy will. Grasses that never knew a scythe wave all the summer long, and wild weed blossoms waken blithe that ploughman never wrong. Stern industry with stubborn toil and once unsatisfied still leaves untouched thy maiden soil in its unsullied pride. The birds still find their summer shades to build their nests again, and the poor hare its rushy glade to hide from savage men. Nature its family protects in thy security, and blooms that love what man neglects find peaceful homes in thee. The wild rose scents the summer air, and woodbines weave in bowers to glad their swain sojourning there and maidens gathering flowers. Creation's steps one's wondering meets, untouched by those of man. Things seem the same in such retreats as when the world began. Furs, ling and brake all mingling free, and grass forever green, all seem the same old things to be as they have ever been. The dyke over such neglected ground, one's weariness to soothe, still wildly winds its lawless bound and chafes the pebble smooth. Crooked and rude as when at first its waters learned to stray, and from their mossy fountain burst, it washed itself away. Oh, who can pass such lovely spots without a wish to stray, and leave life's cares a while forgot to muse an hour away? I've often met with places rude, nor failed their sweets to share, but passed an hour with solitude and left my blessing there. He that can meet the morning wind and over such places roam, nor leave a lingering wish behind to make their peace his home. His heart is dead to quiet hours, nor love his mind employs. Poesy with him ne'er shares its flowers, nor solitude its joys. Oh, there are spots amid thy bowers which nature loves to find, where spring drops round her earliest flowers unchecked by winter's wind, where cowslips wake the child's surprise, sweet peeping ears their name, ere April spreads her dappled skies mid morning's powdered rime. I've stretched my boyish walks to thee when May day's paths were dry, when leaves had nearly hid each tree and grass greened ankle high, and mused the sunny hours away and thought of little things that children mutter over their play when fancy tries its wings. Joy nursed me in her happy moods, and all life's little crowd that haunt the waters, fields and woods would sing their joys aloud. I thought how kind that mighty power must in his splendour be, who spread around my boyish hour such gleams of harmony, who did with joyous rapture fill the low as well as high, and made the pismires round the hill seem full as blessed as I. Hope's sun is seen of every eye, the halo that it gives in nature's wide and common sky cheers everything that lives.